In this bulletin, Japan to resume commercial whaling next year, Indonesia plans to build a new tsunami warning system, and India and Australia resume session 2 of the Boxing Day test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Japan has decided to withdraw from the International Whaling Commission and will restart commercial whaling in July. The Japanese government has confirmed it will stop its so-called scientific whaling in the Antarctic Ocean, but continue fishing in Japan's territorial waters. Japan requested to resume commercial whaling at an International Whaling Commission meeting in September, but was denied. Indonesia plans to build a new tsunami warning system that's capable of detecting tsunamis triggered by undersea landslides. The announcement comes as rescue crews keep searching through what's left of villages in Sumatra and Java after last weekend's tsunami. At least 429 people have died and thousands are displaced. Tati Hayati fled the tsunami in a car, but spent time trapped in the vehicle after it became submerged. We were locked inside the car, and then suddenly the window breaks and all 11 of us were submerged in the water. I was thinking that we may have died within minutes. Rescuers have used heavy machinery, sniffer dogs and special cameras to find bodies in mud and wreckage along a 100-kilometre stretch of Java's west coast. Rescue worker Hendra Manalu says it's been a traumatic ordeal.
I've been here since day one. Everyone is devastated. People are looking for family members, trying to collect lost belongings and seeing what's left of their homes.
Cameron Bancroft has opened up for the first time after having been banned for 9 months by Cricket Australia for his role in the ball tampering scandal in March. Bancroft has spoken in depth about the so-called sandpaper saga that occurred during a test match against South Africa in Cape Town. In an interview with Fox Sports, Bancroft says he just wanted to feel valued.
Dave suggested to me to carry the action out on the ball, given the situation that we're in the game, and I didn't know any better. I didn't know any better because, yeah, I just wanted to fit in and feel valued, really, yeah.
The pilot and passengers on board a hot air balloon flight have escaped serious injury after an onboard fire forced the pilot to make an emergency landing. The balloon with 16 people on board had been airborne over Victoria's Yarra Valley for about 20 minutes when the fuel system caught fire. The pilot managed to bring down the balloon within 5 minutes, and a 27-year-old woman was taken to hospital after she suffered minor injuries. National commercial balloon industry spokesman Damien Crock says while serious, a fire is very rare.
Today there's been a serious incident while an aircraft has been flying where there has been some sort of fuel system problem. So there has actually been an onboard fire, but the pilot has managed to bring the aircraft down safely. Effectively there's been no serious injuries.
An 8-year-old boy from Guatemala has died in US government custody, the second immigrant child to die in detention this month. US Customs and Border Protection say the boy showed signs of potential illness and was taken to a hospital in New Mexico. He was diagnosed with a cold and a fever, given medication and released. The agency says the boy was then returned to hospital with nausea and vomiting and died just hours later. A local resident says he suspects the authorities could have handled it differently.
I think more checklists and stuff like that from the medical center could have been observed better. I don't know the entire circumstances. There's always two sides to each story. But from the sounds of it and from what I've heard so far, I believe that things could have been handled different.
A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl died earlier this month after being apprehended by border agents. Indian batsman Mayank Agarwal has scored a maiden-half century in his first test match for the Bleed Blue squad. Agarwal started the first session of the Boxing Day test at the MCG as an opening batsman with Hanuma Vihari. India lost Vihari's wicket before lunch to a short pitch delivery by Aussie quick Pat Cummins. After lunch, Agarwal is joined by Chester Pujara for the second session. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 29. Adelaide, sunny and 37. Melbourne, much the same, 26. Hobart, possible light shower and 20. Canberra, sunny, 35. Wollongong, sunny again, 25 degrees. Similar in Sydney, 28. Newcastle, sunny, 29. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 29. Cairns, showers with a possible storm and 31. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.